breaking news here at the Goat House. We've taken Goat House Jr. off the COVID-19 list. He missed last week. Love. Now he's back. You didn't have it. You were just around people that had it.
Right. Correct.
Well, Dan, he's a huge baseball guy over there. I got a baseball question for huge baseball guy.
Yeah, huge baseball guy here.
So far at this way too early stage of the MLB restart, who's the most impressive team and maybe the most disappointing team so far? It's a little early.
Well, I got to say that the season is not going to finish at the rate that they're playing here. It's not going to happen. That's my answer.
I'll hang up and listen.
I'm just kidding. As far as most impressive teams, like one that really, in my opinion, came out of nowhere is the Twins, because like you know I'm a big baseball guy, but I really just kind of concentrate on my team. Not a lot of people on that team that I know, and as far as you know, batting averages and pitching, it's looking pretty damn good over there. I think they're, you know, as I'm checking right now, they got the best record in baseball right now.
Wow.
So pretty impressive for that. A lot of people are riding that the White Sox, so it is pretty interesting to see. We'll see if they can hold up. Another interesting team is the Yankees. Everyone knew that they were going to start yakking home runs everywhere. So
But
tough division for them. Yeah. And then actually probably one of the most surprising teams, in my opinion, because I didn't think they could do it, would be my Chicago Cubs, because I thought the bullpen would have just been complete ass, as well as their pitching staff in general. But starters have been most impressive. Bullpen's been a complete ass, and the hitting's been clutch. So I got no complaints. What was your second question? Who's blowing it?
Red Sox. Red Sox are blowing it.
Well, I was gonna ask Junior, the huge baseball guy, next to answer the question, but he already hopped in there. He's got Red Sox. Red Sox are
garbage.
Who's your most impressive team?
I mean, Atlanta's looks pretty nice. We always kind of thought they would figure it out. Sitting at 8-4, it's decent, but kind of seems like they're clicking.
I got my other disappointing team. It's going to be the Milwaukee Brewers and Christian Yelich batting a whopping .88 at this time during the year. So
you think he picks
not
it
a lot
up?
Of games for them. They missed some games, but overall, it's been rough for the Brew Crew.
Yeah, but
seen those Padre unis?
What'd you say?
You see the Padres unis they're wearing this year? They're so nice.
Padres have always had good uniforms.
They have like it's like they went back to their old colors, and it's like pinstripes. Looks sick.
Yeah, I'm down with it.
I'm a fan, big fan.
Pete, as a big baseball guy over there, just say something baseball wise.
Just anything.
Like Sammy
baseball.
Sosa.
Fred McGriff. That is all.
Someone random. Richie Sexton.
Love it.
That's throwback.
Pookie Reese.
Okay. All right.
Craig Counsell.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, he's the coach of the Brewers. What do you think about that?
You're just naming Brewers. Brewers, and you're naming Richie Sexton.
You can really teach him a good batting stance.
What about, was it Jeff Bagwell? Nice batting stance.
Just greatest, like he's sitting in a chair.
Greatest stance of all time. Who's got it?
Gary Sheffield.
Yeah, nice. But that's just bat movement. It's not really stance. As far as stance... Oh man! Oh my God! Who is
Gary Sheffield?
I can't think of his name, but it was like basically, if you're like a, you know, if you're 6 foot, this guy's like bent over, like towards his waist, so it makes him look like he's 5'2", small strike zone. Who fucking was it? I can't remember his first name, but Crawford. Does that sound right? I don't know. He's got a weird batting stance. We'll go with it.
Crawford.
All right, now we're transitioning over to huge football, guys. We got a bunch of questions and bold predictions from our lovely Twitter followers over there on the Twitter. Goat House NFL, the Twitter. I just call it the Twitter. I'm sounding like an old man over here, but it's all right. We're going to move on. First one.
The Twitter.
We got one last week, actually, that I saved here. I bookmarked it. If every NFL team, this is from Victor Martin. If every NFL team had to use their backup quarterback for the season, who would be the best team?
Saints.
Chicago Bears, easy. Mitch Trubisky was a former starter. You know, he is a backup quarterback now. Mm. And, You know, he's got the experience, and I think, you know, he's got a lot of time playing with that offense. I think he's going to play well.
Pete said the Saints. You're feeling Jameis Winston over there with the Saints?
Yeah, I think.
I
know, we talk about the Saints roster every year, though. It's definitely at the top of the list, and we saw what Teddy did when he came in for that team. It didn't look like they missed Drew Brees at all. He went, 5-0, 6-0?
So you're saying it's the Saints roster, not the quarterback.
I mean, Jameis is pretty solid, too. I mean, he
throws a lot of picks.
He does. He'll have some really good games, though. And
a lot of picks in those games.
I mean, we'll see how he does in this offense. Maybe the offense will make him look better.
Is he going to get any starts, you think? Like as a backup? Is Drew Brees going to feel ill one game?
Maybe.
Maybe he thinks he has the corona. They set him out to be safe. Jameis goes out there, wins the game. Then Brees is like,
four interceptions?
Wins the game with four interceptions. that could be a good one. You kind of can argue both sides of it. I think the Saints' game plan is just kind of just based on taking care of the ball. You know, you see that they rarely turn over the ball, and then you see them in the playoff game last year. They didn't turn it over a ton or anything, but more than you're used to seeing, and that kind of blew the game plan. So Jameis could be good. I think he can be good with them, but any turnovers, you know, maybe the Saints can't dig themselves out of that. It's a lot
of turnovers over there. It's a lot of turnovers.
But then you've got a good, complete team, like Pete said. So, the Saints are up there for me. You mentioned the Bears. I would only say the Bears if Trubisky is the actual starter and then Nick Foles is the backup. Nick Foles.
Mitch took the guys. That's former Pro Bowler you're talking about right there.
Whoa.
Maybe the best team.
We don't talk about that. We don't talk about that.
What about if Herbert's the starter for the Chargers and Tyrod comes in? They might be better. They might, you know, they could be better.
Yeah. What about the Raiders? Marcus Mariota coming in there.
That's a good one.
Yeah, but the Raiders aren't very good.
It's very true, though. Yeah, but it's if every team
is strong. We're just naming off good backup quarterbacks. How about a good team? The Saints have a really good team.
What about I don't know. I got nothing. I think we named it once.
Maybe
the Lions.
Maybe the Cowboys.
Cowboys with Dalton. Yeah.
Maybe Dalton. Yeah. Maybe the Eagles with Jalen Hurts.
I don't know about that, Jim.
Maybe the Titans with Logan Woodside.
I don't know about that.
I don't know.
Next question. Ezekiel Gonzalez on Saldi. AFC team that can win the Super Bowl other than the Chiefs and the Ravens. So which team, AFC team, has the best chance to win the Super Bowl other than the Chiefs and the Ravens from the AFC? Who you got?
Yeah, you know who I got.
Is your bias cap on or off?
It's off.
It's off?
And the Titans?
Pete. I mean, you guys should be able to.
Dude, if I know anything about P, he's a big Buffalo Bills guy. So I'm thinking he's going to Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, you guys should vouch for me over the Titans.
Titans, yeah.
They beat the Ravens last year.
Last year means nothing. It's a new year.
No, I mean,
it's a corona
again,
year.
Again, yeah.
I got two besides the Titans.
This year?
And it's really the only two teams.
It's going to be weird. Like, I don't know, just weird thing about like if a team, bunch of guys on the team get the virus, then like how does that even gonna work? Is the team like just like baseball, like teams just have to stop playing? Are they gonna forfeit games or I don't know, just about who stays the healthiest really, and then we've been saying it all offseason, it's just consistency too. Like the Titans have a lot of starters returning on like a lot of the same players returning on the team. I think that's important going into this season.
Can I go?
You can go. Yeah.
I got two besides the Titans because that's the good answer, Pete. Good answer. I got the Houston Texans,
Pete,
because there is a question mark on there, but obviously if you can't take the Ravens or the Chiefs, who are you going to go with? And then that might be a wild card. Another wild card is the Denver Broncos.
What about
if their offense
Pittsburgh
could put it together.
Steelers?
Huge I'm Steelers no longer
guy.
A Steelers guy.
Oh, I'm a
no
huge
longer
Steelers
guy.
Patriots.
I saw what that Steelers guy wrote to you on Twitter. Didn't like it. Was not a fan.
You're not a Steelers guy.
Thought he wrote a novel
anymore.
On Twitter. You don't write novels on Twitter.
You don't write
nice
novels.
Nice guy, though.
And,
nice guy.
No, he was a little insulting, to be honest. But
he was insulting to you?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to message this guy. And the body is back.
But Steelers could be one. I do like the Texans. I think people are asleep on the Texans. The Titans or the Bills would probably be the first choices for me. If the Titans got Clowney, that would kind of seal the deal. Definitely in the conversation with the Chiefs and the Ravens, perhaps. Yeah, it's just kind of on Tannehill. Can he continue to roll? How's Junior doing over there? Is he sitting in on this, or is he?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the good ones are said, but the Patriots, maybe.
Patriots, even with all the guys opting out, Bill finds a way. I could see it.
I mean, you can never count Bill out.
Yeah, you can't.
He's good, man. He means well.
Zeke's got another question. It's a two-parter here. Which rookie or second-year quarterback will be the first to win a Super Bowl? He thinks it will be Kyler or Burrow. Kyler Murray or Joe Burrow. I mean,
say the question one more time.
Which rookie or second-year QB will be the first to win a Super Bowl? So, you're looking at last year, Drew Locke, Gardner Minshew, Dwayne Haskins, Daniel Jones. This year, you got Burrow, you got Herbert, you got Tua, you got Jordan Love. Jordan Love could be the wild card. What if Rodgers is out there early? Packers still got a good team. Jordan Love does it with them. That'd be a wild card.
But I'm arguing rosters here, and I might go with Drew Locke on that one. Ooh, if I'm not taking – well, I feel like the Broncos roster right now is in better shape than, like, the Bengals.
I can go really weird. I can get really weird with it here, and it's not too out there. Jacob Eason in the Indianapolis Colts. I think
it's pretty out there, man.
Eason's better than people think. Good backup to Phillip Rivers. Some comparisons there. Rivers going to be done in a year or two. Eason steps in. The Colts are some studs here and there, and the rest of the team is kind of all over the place right now, but a lot of young talent that I think will be very good by the time Eason's getting good. So that could be sneaky. I'm a big Joe Burrow guy.
That
though.
Could be real sneaky.
The Bengals
still
are,
have what's his name?
Who?
Bisquet.
Yeah, I mean Jacoby probably has a decent chance to play for them if it's next year, but don't sleep on Jacob Eason.
Is Brissett? Did Brissett sign a 2-year deal last year? Or was it like an extension, or was it just a 2-year deal?
They gave him an extension. I know there was like they wanted to keep him around. They definitely believe in him, but let's see what the.
Sounds like they were trying to get rid of him.
I think they would have traded him if it was for, you know, something. But with that contract,
yeah, I don't think anyone wanted that contract.
Who really needs a quarterback right now? I mean, the Patriots have theirs. I don't think anyone's trading for him.
Nobody's going to trade for him. It's kind of a bigger contract than you would expect. So he's going to be a free agent after this year. 2021 unrestricted free agent. Could be Jacob Eason time. That's kind of the wild card. It's tough to see the Bengals winning it, but Burrow.
I don't think the roster's ready.
It's not ready right now, but who's going to do it first? Maybe the Cardinals. Maybe Kyler Murray and the Cardinals is probably the obvious choice. That's probably the obvious one. Or Drew Locke could do it. The Broncos got a good team,
though. I like the Broncos. I'm a Broncos supporter now.
Big supporter. Big Broncos guy. Yeah. Huge.
Kind of like how I was a Steelers guy.
Yeah, but not anymore.
That's true.
Cameron Sullivan's got all kinds of questions and bold predictions perhaps here. If you guys had to change your favorite team's logo and name like the Washington football team is doing, what would you change it to? The Fighting Mongooses. That sounds good.
The Minnesota. That's what you got?
Minnesota Fighting Mongooses. That's what I got.
That sounds terrible.
That's what I'm going with, though.
Why not just go with like the Minnesota Purple Eaters?
Well, yeah. That,
whatever that is.
That I wasn't really serious.
Purple People Eaters.
Oh, the Minnesota Skull.
Oh. Minnesota Skull, is that what you said?
Yeah, Skull Vodka.
The Chicago Bulls.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of a good one. I mean, you know, you gotta represent, you know, the Bears, right? You gotta represent. I don't think I could change their name. I don't think I could do it.
Yeah, it's an interesting looking question. He also has another question. Who would do better, the Lions with Patrick Mahomes or the Chiefs with Matthew Stafford? Who would be the better team?
That's a weird question. I'm going to say the Lions.
Oof.
That's a good looking question.
I might go with the Chiefs because I'm not a real big believer in Patricia and somehow I'll fuck it up. Yeah, I'm gonna go with the Chiefs.
Good answer. But I'm gonna go.
Thanks,
I'm gonna,
man.
Mahomes is the GOAT in right now, not of all time. So I don't know why I said GOAT. He's the best player right now. And over there you got Kenny Galladay, you got Marvin Jones. They're a pretty balanced team. I'm gonna take the Lions with Mahomes, but that would be interesting.
I can't see if I can trust
Stafford to stay healthy, because even though before last year he wasn't like missing games, he was definitely playing hurt at times, and that kind of led to him being inconsistent down the stretch of the season. If I can trust him to stay healthy and I guess consistency's mixed with that down the stretch, then I would probably take the Chiefs. It's hard to trust them. Very talented. Don't get me wrong. They're very talented, but it's hard to trust that. So I'm going to take Mahomes and the Lions would be better than the Chiefs with Stafford, but it would be close.
I mean, I wouldn't bet on that. I mean, I wouldn't bet on the situation just because you never know what you're going to expect from the Lions defense, but at that same time, Lions offense is pretty stacked, wide receiver, tight end. And Mahomes could just light up the scoreboard where it really doesn't matter for the defense. So in my mind, I'm just kind of trying to compare the defenses. I was like, well, you know, I'll probably put the edge over to the Chiefs at this point.
Okay. He's got a couple bold predictions, too. He's got Aaron Rodgers has his worst career year yet.
No shot. I think he's going to go the other way, if anything.
Weapons.
I could see it. I'll say it last year, but...
He didn't play too well last year, honestly. I mean, He didn't play bad. He just didn't do enough, you know, and it probably was due to the lack of weapons at the receiver position, and there might be a problem there again. But I also could see him just stepping it up because he's got something to prove here. The great ones
step up.
The great ones step up in these types of situations where he doesn't really have to the world. He doesn't really have anything left to prove. But we all know in his mind he does. They just drafted a quarterback. He's pissed off. And the same goes for Tom Brady. You know, he wants to prove that he isn't a guy of the system, like he can win elsewhere. So I think both guys could play better for those reasons because the great ones do that, and we already know they're great players. He's got another bold prediction. Brady doesn't finish his career with the Bucks.
What did he sign for?
Signed it on one day.
Time to go one day. He's signing a one-day
good answer.
So it's he's correct. The bold prediction is correct. What else we got? From yes sir at Rhett B12. What starting quarterback is most likely to opt out in your opinion? I like this one. If there was a starting quarterback,
Aaron Rodgers.
No shot.
Yeah, no shot.
That'd be so funny.
Could,
like you draft
the
Jordan Love
the
player
and be like, "I'm done with this team."
You definitely want
that. Would be a fucking power move right there.
So,
I'm on that.
You'd have
I'm
all
on
the
that.
Leverage.
The starting
on that because you're a Bears fan, all right? Let's be honest here.
You know what? Me and Dan are on it.
Well, it's
the only one that makes sense.
What starting quarterback is most likely to opt out in your opinion? Let's see. Kirk Cousins. Is that your final answer?
Yeah, he's a nerd.
He's a nerd. He's a football nerd. He's a football guy.
Oh, he's just a nerd in general.
Who's going to opt out?
Who's going to blow it? There's going to be one. It's going to be Rodgers because he's going to stick it to the Packers.
Said actually Stafford only because for unfortunate reasons because, you know, his wife's had some health issues, so they could be worried about that. But I think it's – since he was mistakenly on the COVID list and came off and he's ready to play, like, doesn't sound like that is anywhere near the correct answer. But let's see. You got it?
I got it. Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold.
He'll probably get it.
Mono really ruins
his
immune system, yeah.
And he doesn't want to play with Gase anymore. I think he's CJ Mosley opted out. I think they're just done for, and Darnold even knows it. He's like, I'm out too.
And then Anthony Barr opted out.
If he opts out, they're guaranteed almost first pick if everyone's opting out. So
yeah, and then hopefully
not a
then
good
hopefully
look.
Gase. And then hopefully Gase is gone, and then he's good to go.
No, then they're gonna draft a quarterback first overall because they're gonna be done with.
No,
Sam
they
Darnold.
believe in Darnold. So
I don't know about that.
I feel like if he opted out, he'd still have his job. Like I don't think it's really at risk.
You guys know what a really good football name is? Spencer Rattler.
Oh, I'm on board. That's a nice name.
Yeah.
Kids would be a stud.
Happy Thunder fan, hype Chiefs fan, okay Royals fan has a bold prediction for us. The Houston Texans end up going 8-8 and missing the playoffs this year.
Wouldn't be that surprising.
I don't think it's that bold.
Plausible.
It's not that long. Xander Zupon asks, teams with the best chances to land the number one pick.
Jags?
Jets, once everyone opts out.
Jets.
Dolphins.
Leaning towards the Jags, the Jets. Maybe the Giants could struggle, but their running game is going to be pretty strong.
The Packers once Rodgers opts out.
Right.
That's a good one.
Bears once Trubisky opts out.
Oh, yeah. Ooh,
I don't know. That's playoff. They're playoff bound.
Yeah.
From Bobby Buff, if Tre'Davious White opts out, how would that affect the AFC? So, yeah, it came out today that Tre'Davious White, the Bills star cornerback, is considering opting out. So, in your guys' opinion, like, how does that affect the Bill? Does your favorite of the AFC East change? Because I think we're all on board with
no weak division.
Stays the same. Yeah, if the Patriots didn't have so many guys opting out, then that would be interesting. But because they had a long list of guys opting out, Tre'Davious White would be a pretty big loss for the Bills. But I'd still go with the Bills to win a division. But I don't know if I would have much else after
that. Like, I understand that he's an impact player. Like, I understand that. But your team, realistically, is not going to be missing out on a whole lot if just one cornerback. Yeah.
I think, again,
that's not a knock on him. I know he's one of the best corners in the league. But at the same time, like, if you opt out, somebody's going to fill your place and play decently. And
I think, what is that going to turn into?
Three extra touchdowns from
the corner position? I think they're going to be in trouble if they don't have him. I think he locks down one side of the field himself. And they have, who they got, Levi Wallace and Josh Norman. Yeah. I don't think Josh Norman's going to be very good anymore. But, I mean, I've always, you guys already know that I'm kind of like, I'm not down on the Bills. I'm just not as hyped as everyone else is. But I think with all the Patriots losses, I think I'm putting the Bills back as the favorites to win the division. But if Tre'Davious White opts out, I think that definitely could change my mind.
No, I still got Bills. I still got Bills.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like the Patriots are. I know they lost a lot of people, but they're the team that could, like, just find guys and guys step up and that's
very true. But here's my point, though. If you have Tre'Davious White opting out and then you have Josh Norman stepping in, is that going to result in more losses for them just by him opting out? You can't say that.
Could cost them a game.
Josh Norman's a veteran. He knows what he's doing. It could cost some touchdowns, but can you say it's going to be
a game?
That's what I mean. Especially in a weak division? I don't think so.
I think Tre'Davious is a beast. I have him number two corner in the league.
Okay. In the league.
Another bold prediction from Bobby Buff. Niners get the 7th seed and the Seahawks get 1 or 2 seed. I could see it.
Wait, what was the question?
It's a bold prediction. Niners get 7th seed, Seahawks get 1 or 2, or top 2 seed, basically.
Yeah.
I definitely can see it. Here's another bold prediction. Packers miss the playoffs. I mean, I think it's possible.
Not too bold.
A lot of people think
the Niners dropping off. You guys were saying that.
Yeah.
This year.
We can see it.
I could see it. I don't know if they really.
I don't think it's going to happen. I think they're just. I mean, you do see it all the time with, like, teams like that. But I don't know. I think they're just too well coached and they're very talented. I don't think I see them dropping just like to 7th seed.
From Raphael, what do you think about the Giants offensive line with Nate Solder opting out? Does Andrew Thomas start at left side? Who starts on the right side? Maybe Cam Fleming or Matt Pertz. Yeah, I talked about this a bit, I think, on Twitter. I can't really remember. But, yeah, I think that means Andrew Thomas, the rookie, starts at left tackle. I'm going to say Fleming probably starts week one at right. Matt Part probably can get – probably ends up getting most of the starts throughout the year. But I'm going to say Fleming, who they got from the Cowboys, starts at right. Nate Solder, probably a good leader, but not really a major loss. But I did like the idea of Solder playing left and Thomas playing right, perhaps. But, yeah, they're kind of just going on to the future there. Matthew Mangus. Oh, what is that?
It's the neighbors. They're home.
That was pretty nice.
What do you see the NFL look like without any fans? How's it going to be without any fans?
It's just going to be like seats with nobody in them.
If they do the virtual fans, I'm gonna be annoyed. Did you watch any of the baseball game? Virtual fans? Like, it looked like MVP baseball 2004 fans. It was pretty bad.
Right, but it's gonna just be seats, nobody in them. Maybe they cover them up like soccer.
No, they already said they are the first six. At least in Soldier Field, they are the first six rows will be covered by advertisements. Which they're already kind of doing in MLB, so I don't think it's going to be that bad.
It's basically just going to be seats with nobody in them.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting how they're going to control the crowd noises, too, because what was it, the Saints?
I mean, the Falcons are going to be good at that.
Or was it the Falcons? I thought it was the Saints.
Yeah, it was the Falcons. No, they're beasts at that.
Yeah.
Crowd-pumping noise is in
well, now the they can do it legally. Right. But how do you control, like... Does the NFL give you here's a playlist of crowd noises that you can play? Can't turn them up any louder than this.
Or... Yeah, is there
set put up like that South America.
I'm sure there's a decibel that they can't horns. Be passed.
Somebody's going out and buy the loudest speakers they can possibly find, and that's your Super Bowl champion right there.
It just bumped the kazoos or whatever those things are called from the World Cup.
I don't want to alarm anyone, but the Bears just got new speakers and new jumbotrons.
There's a reason for that.
For the fans.
Yep.
For the fans. Sean Jordan with the bold prediction. Daniel Jones is a dark horse MVP candidate.
That's a pretty dark horse.
I'm going to go ahead and say no. I think he fumbles too much.
Especially with that offensive line.
I'm glad Daniel Jones
those baby hands.
Came in the league because my quarterback, Kirk Cousins, was kind of known as the fumbler, but now Daniel Jones is taking over as the fumbler. So it's
baby hands, Daniel
Jones. Now you got
Jones.
A nerd.
Yeah, I got
for that, Daniel Jones, we thank you.
We got a bold prediction from Raider YT. Derek Carr will be a top 10 quarterback this season. Great weapons, top 5 O-line, and third year in Gruden's system.
Top 3 in sunscreen application.
Huh?
Top 3 in sunscreen application.
Oh, perhaps.
Oh, he is.
Sunscreen, it was suntan
lotion. Oh, suntan oil.
Oil, yeah, he's got to oil up.
I don't know. I said, I don't know about great weapons. I don't know if you'd tell me they have great weapons yet.
Josh Jacobs, Henry Ruggs, Tyron.
Josh Jacobs is great, but I mean, Henry Ruggs, you don't
know. Jingerheim Smith.
Darren Waller's nice. I don't know what else they have, though. I mean, they got a bunch of young guys.
JJ Domination on YouTube asks, which team improved the most this offseason?
Patriots, by a long shot.
Okay.
Sorry. Wow, jeez. No, not the Patriots. Not the Patriots. The Bucks, by a long shot.
Bucks.
I was thinking Tom Brady, you know. So,
I gotcha. I've been talking about improvements last couple videos on the channel, but... I don't know. As a whole, I don't really know. Probably a team that nailed the draft. Either the Broncos.
I was going to say the Cowboys.
Yeah.
I like the boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, boys.
Teams like those. What do we got here? What do we got? Dust Dynasty. Dynasty. Not Duck. Dust Dynasty. What team is Jadeveon Clowney going to? I think we talk about this every week. Still thinking the Titans, but what the hell's going on? I don't know. Is anybody not the Titans?
Somebody's.
I don't know what he's waiting for.
I mean, I don't know either. What's up with these Jets players? Just
probably the
saying
teams are probably waiting to see who opts out.
There's like
what's the whole Jets... Vic Beasley thing?
Hold on, hold on. Let me get this Jets thing here.
Okay.
There's like multiple Jets players like saying they talked to Clowney and like he said he's ready to come there if they set the offer. What is going on? What is that?
I heard they made an offer, but that was like a while ago. It was months ago, so I don't know.
Does he really want to go to the Jets?
Not high enough? I mean, I don't know.
That would be for the money.
The Jets were cutting people this week.
Yeah, they were. And they don't have to spend the money on Jamal Adams. They can spend it on Jadeveon Clowney.
I can see it happening.
What if, hypothetically speaking, he does sign a long-term deal with the Jets? Does he opt out year one?
He signs the long-term deal. Possible. He opts out a day after.
When's the deadline? He gets the signing bonus money. He gets the signing bonus money, and he's like, "Yeah, I'm opted out."
Fuck this.
We better be looking out for Shefty making some big news over here. He might be signing the not
tomorrow. That's probably, honestly, that maybe, could be why he's not signed yet, because teams are worried he's going
to
opt out as soon as he signs.
Maybe they're waiting until that deadline. What is that, tomorrow?
Yeah, so the signing, but they can't take the signing bonus.
He'll sign tomorrow at midnight.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah, it's tomorrow at 4 o'clock Eastern, so 3 over.
Yeah, that's exactly when he'll sign.
All right, now let's talk about Vic Beasley. What the hell's going on with that guy? I have no idea what he's doing. I guess
he's out living on the side of a hill in Australia. I guess
they found out he had a death in the family, but he didn't like tell anyone. So like I don't know if he just took it super hard and was just like totally like just off the grid and just not telling anybody, or if he's like, I don't know. Some people are saying he's maybe getting jealous of the Clowney talk to the Titans after he just signed his deal to the Titans. Like, I don't know.
He's getting a little jealous.
He's getting a little jelly. I don't know what it is. It's kind of weird, but they asked Rabel about it today.
I don't want to startle anyone real quick. This is side note. Marlins man.
Yeah.
The Marlins man just liked my tweet. Carry on.
Oh, that's impressive, man. Congrats.
Goat House, we made it, boys.
We made it.
We fucking made it.
Man. Yeah, it's a weird source.
Whoa.
Mario, go on.
That was the worst one of my life. Puberty,
Maricas.
That was terrible.
Yeah, he's a beast. We'll see what happens. We'll see if when Vic Beasley reports. We'll see if he ever reports. We'll see if Clowney signs after this.
See if Marlins man reports
out.
For him.
We'll see if Marlins man reports to the stadium.
Yeah.
Oh, he's there, Pete. That's not even a question.
Will Antonio Brown ever play again?
No.
Yes.
All right.
I'm going to say yes.
Like I think he'll play, but I mean, I don't know who wants to sign him. This is my theory.
So he retired again, didn't he, right? He came out and said that he was retiring. I think he was trying to wait for the league to kind of give him his suspension. Maybe they're dragging their ass like on an actual suspension. So he's trying to like talk to teams and be like, "Hey, I'm interested," but they're like, "Well, we don't know what your, disciplinary."
That is what would happen. He came out and said that.
Oh, he did come out and say that?
Yeah.
That was right on. So then he's coming back. Somebody's going to
say he's been waiting for their move.
Okay. Love to see it. I don't follow the man's on Twitter.
He's a rascal. Most overrated team in the NFL. Are we about to lose some subscribers by answering this one?
Yeah, but we're going to gain some other ones, so that's okay.
Yeah. Who do you guys got? Most overrated team.
As far as teams, the Green Bay Packers.
Ooh.
I think the Packers are up there.
I wouldn't say the Packers.
I would say not number one.
I've actually seen.
As far as their team is considered.
Well, yeah.
You take Rodgers. All right. Let's just sit and put it this way. What if you had to predict the season? What is their record with Rodgers?
It's around 10 wins. Could be 10.
Nine without Rodgers. What do you got him?
I mean, that doesn't make it. Say overrated.
Nate wins. I think it would because
I don't think that's
the Browns.
I don't think that. I think we're. I think we were thinking different things on what overrated means. I don't know.
Perhaps we're not. I'm just saying, to me, overrated
is a team that's hyped up too much. Maybe or a team most of the world thinks they're better than they actually are. That's what I think overrated is. And I would say I don't know if there's really any overrated teams. I wouldn't say the Packers. For the most part, any odds or predictions, I actually see the Vikings at the top for winning the North, which is kind of surprising, but I think most predictions, Could be wrong. I don't look at a ton of people's predictions, but I feel like every time I see odds, if for some reason it seems like the Vikings are at the top. So I don't think anyone's overwritten, in my opinion, the Packers right now. I think when people say, I don't like when people go, well, the Packers are going to win. They're going to go far because they have Aaron Rodgers. And that's like the only thing they say. Like that, I don't call that overrated, but I don't really agree with that, really.
I guess I was just more or less saying roster's overrated. Like, I would say the Packers roster. I mean, they have some great key pieces on defense. Yeah, but that offense is pretty atrocious without Rodgers.
Who is overrated, though?
I mean, teams are getting... I don't know. I'm not going to bash the Bills anymore. We're done bashing the Bills.
I'm sorry.
Bills fans. All because that guy on Twitter let us have it. I think we got to go.
I'm sorry.
He's ruined. Well, that and we haven't seen. We don't know what Big Ben's going to be.
He's ruined it for the whole fan base. I was saying the Eagles like last year, and it felt like they got injured, but that kind of played a part because they had guys that could get injured. But I think the Eagles are going to step it up this year.
How about the Colts?
Only because I think people think they're going to, like, turn it around or just step up in a major way right away. Like, if Rivers had another year after this, I kind of could see it. But then is he declining anymore? You kind of argue both ways on that. But, yeah, I think people – I don't know if anybody's really
They just think, like, they got Jonathan Taylor, they got Michael Pittman, they had a great draft, and then they got DeForest Buckner and they got Phillip Rivers. Like, now they're just locked them in the division. They're contenders in the AFC.
He doesn't like the Colts either.
I'm just saying.
Well, we're not looking good here. Both guys that gave an answer.
I'm just saying.
Gave the rival team of their favorite team.
Well, I said the Bills. I'm done bashing.
I'm gonna go with the Vikings.
I'm going Bears. That's it. Well, all right, next question.
Wait, what else? What else is? Who else is there?
I don't know if anybody's overrated, really.
I'm just saying, like, teams are getting hyped that maybe like.
I mean, the Patriots once they got Cam, still overrated. How bad they were before that.
Like I was saying, the Bills will be in playoffs. They'll probably win the division, but like when they get into the playoffs, I think they're just gonna just be in for a rude awakening. It depends on who they're matched up against. If they're playing if they're gonna be the 4 seed, who's gonna be the 5 seed? It could be I don't know. It could be a bunch of. It could be like the Steelers. It could be the Ravens. It could be the Patriots. Could be up there. Like I don't know. I'm just saying they could play. They could play the Broncos. They could play the Titans. They could play the Texans, Colts. I think one of those teams would just beat them right away and just be one and done.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
All right. What are you trying to say, Pete?
It's all he's trying to say, but it's a
Bills,
lot.
Bills are a good team, but I'm just saying people are thinking they're ready to compete with the Chiefs. I don't think that's going to happen.
Not a lot of teams can say they can compete with the Chiefs right now.
Diggs. I think the Bills are pretty damn good because they're balanced. Some talent on there. I don't think they can compete with the Chiefs, though. But I think they're a pretty damn good team.
They don't have that quarterback that can just take over the game.
Wow, Pete.
Well, there's like 27 teams that don't have that.
Pete.
They're in trouble.
And that's what I was saying in the playoffs last year. You just need that special quarterback to get over the hump.
It's true. They don't have like someone dominant. I mean, they have someone dominant on offense. It's Stephon Diggs, but who's going to give him the ball?
I mean, Josh Allen. Let the record show that Josh Allen gave Beasley the ball last year, and those are neither of those guys are true receiver ones.
You could say, down.
John Brown was very disappointing in that playoff game. Very disappointing.
Just like you were saying, though, like you need. You need that quarterback, but you're saying not many teams have it. And we saw it last year. I mean, I think the Titans still could compete even with Tannehill. Even if he's not like the game changing quarterback. We saw it. We saw like they beat every team. They had the Chiefs almost beat. Just ran out of juice.
Almost is not enough, Pete.
I know. The Bills don't have that though. They don't have
the juice.
They don't have the juice. They don't have. They had the juice. They had O.J. Simpson.
Ooh.
They don't have it though.
Long time ago. Biggest loss from players opting out. Well, the Patriots lost the most in terms of team, but I think he means what player is like the biggest impact loss.
I think Eddie Goldman's a pretty big one for the Bears. I don't say it's, you know, going to derail the entire season, but as far as a big body thumper, that's a big body thumper you want out there.
It is a big body thumper. Big oily hips.
I mean,
big
I need a list. Hips. I need a list of players, honestly.
All right, I'll get the list of players. I'll get the list of players. I'm going to rattle them off. Are you ready for me to rattle them off?
Yeah. I mean, CJ Mosley.
Yeah, I was about to say him. I was thinking of CJ players. CJ Mosley, but they didn't have him last year, but they also weren't good last year. Dante Hightower is definitely up there, too. Marcus Cannon's probably up there, too. That's the right tackle for the Patriots. Damian Williams, but they drafted Clyde Edwards-Helaire. You got Eddie Goldman of the Bears. You got Michael Pierce of the Vikings. Two big ones there. Laurent Duvernay-Tardif's a pretty big loss for the Chiefs, but they replaced him with Kelechi Osemele. They'll be okay. Patrick Chung, Star Latulé, Nate Solder, Juwan James was a pretty big loss. The Broncos' offensive line was pretty
bad. James.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, I had to do that.
Broncos' offensive line was a mess last year. They improved the interior, and they were getting – and that was without Juwan James last year because he's hurt. And they improved the interior. Now he's back on the outside, of course, right tackle. So I figured the whole thing would be improved. Now he opted out. They're pretty weak at the tackle position. That might be it because – CJ Mosley is probably the best player on this list. Let's see if there's any other ones that I'm coming across. Looking at the list. There's a lot of players. Yeah, I think CJ Mosley is probably the best player on the list. But were the Jets going to make the playoffs or not make the playoffs because of CJ Mosley? Probably not. So I think the correct answer could be Broncos, Juwan James. Because I was thinking the Broncos could win 10 games. Now I'm calming down on that because I worry about the offensive line for a young Drew Lock. Dante Hightower for the Patriots because he's very important to that linebacking core and they lost Kyle Van Noy. Marcus Cannon because he's the Patriots' right tackle. And I think, yeah, Eddie Goldman's a pretty big one. Michael Pierce hasn't played for the Vikings yet, but they needed a nose tackle badly. He was supposed to be the guy. I almost think it's Juwan James for the Broncos. They needed him back.
Juwan James.
They missed him badly last year.
Juwan James.
Yeah. I'm surprised we haven't seen any coaches opt out because usually, like, the people that are in that, you know, optic as far as that could be devastating if they got the virus, you know, would be people who are older. And I'd say a lot of coaches are older. Like, people with diabetes, people who are overweight.
People who don't want to deal with the quarterback controversy.
People in red shirts. People with a big mustache.
People that wear a visor a lot.
What the hell are we talking about?
Nothing,
Pete.
Bold prediction from John Reed better than Gilmore. Dolphins win the division. Shot or no shot?
No shot for me, though.
They can be sneaky, Tua.
I think the Dolphins are going to be absolutely
Their schedule's really hard for some reason. So that's
they're going to be terrible. I'm sorry.
They're
going to get their Allen Hurns.
They got better.
They're
heading in the right direction.
They're heading in the right direction.
Winning division might not be out there. What if you don't think Josh Allen is that good? I think he.
I don't.
What if
he just goes
back to turn the ball over a lot? You know, and what if the Patriots are missing too many guys and Cam's not the same? Maybe he's still the same as he has been recently. And the Jets are the Jets.
You never know. I mean, what if Tannehill just goes back to just being garbage and
that goes into the next one. Bold prediction.
Philip Rivers.
Ethan. Bold prediction. Rivers wins his division.
Whoa.
I was gonna say Tannehill just goes back to garbage and then Philip Rivers just keeps declining and then Deshaun Watson just misses DeAndre Hopkins too much and then Gardner Minshew is just the GOAT and the Jags win the division.
What if that happened?
I mean it could happen.
Well, Pete, there's a lot that could happen, Pete.
There's a lot
shot
that
or
could
no
happen.
Shot, Gardner Minshew is the starting quarterback for the Jags next season.
Ooh.
No shot.
No shot as well.
What if they don't get the number one pick?
I mean, there's a shot, but I'm just saying it's not.
What if he doesn't get the number? What
Jags,
if they don't get the number one pick?
Those Jags fans, they're still going to draft one. Minshew. They actually like. I think they like Minshew over there.
He's got a lot of swagger to him. I mean,
the Jags fans swagger, love him. But...
Right out of here.
They love him. I saw someone posted, you know, like on Twitter, like people post like a player's picture, and then they post like the greater than sign, and they post another picture. Yeah, someone posted some Jags fan posted Minshew greater than Ryan Tannehill. So we got that going on.
But can we make those something. Into shirts? Can we make I'm that into
saying,
a shirt?
Minshew greater than Tannehill. The Jags are high on Minshew. They like what they like what they got over there.
But do they really?
I think they do.
I mean,
they
Nick
think
Foles
he's good
came at... was supposed to miss the entire season, and all of a sudden they just threw him in there. So I don't think they can be that high.
What?
On him.
What was his first game? Was it the Titans team? I think it might have been. And it did not go well.
No, that wasn't the first game. Minshew.
That wasn't his first game back. No. Foles? I'm saying Foles' first game back.
I thought it was the.
It was against
Bucks. Perhaps.
I thought it was the Titans. I thought it was the Titans game.
Yeah, they threw him back in there. It wasn't pretty, but
it was bad.
He should not have been back yet. And just getting thrown into a terrible situation where the team's kind of given up never really works well. And he got hurt the first game of the year, so he didn't really get much of a trial there. But that kind of sums up the Jags' thoughts. They took Minshew out, and they threw in Foles, who was supposed to miss the season, threw him in way too early. So that kind of sums
it
up.
Well, I mean, I think their season was... The season was over. They want to see what they had in Foles.
Yeah, but if you trust Minshew that much, you don't. You just you already seen enough.
Yeah, that's true.
I think they're thinking Lawrence. People got to wake up.
I think so. I think so. But I'm
yeah, but what
the
if
Jags
they don't
fans,
get him?
The Jags fans are high on Minshew. They just look at his completion percentage and they're like, "Oh yeah." And they saw some magic last year. I mean, he did make some nice plays last year.
He did make some magic happen.
He did. He like, broke some sacks and made some good throws.
Breaking sacks. That's how you do it.
You wore that one shirt. Yeah. That was really weird.
What shirt?
Matchman.
The
I
whole
have to go back
Rico
to some videos and see.
It was like kind of getting wild.
When the Goat House had their fashion week. You know,
oh, now that's out. Fashion.
Yeah, that was
that's
fashion.
That's fashion.
Okay. Well, so we had some good times back then. We did.
Yeah.
Last one from Beepus. I don't know. Under over 30 touchdowns, Lamar Jackson. He threw. We talking passing or what are we talking here? What did he throw last year? 36, I want to say. He
over.
Threw 36 last year.
So we're not counting running touchdown, rushing touchdowns. We're just it's just going to be.
It's got to be because 30. We would say over easy if 30 was over under. So
yeah, I'm going to say I'm taking the under.
Under.
I think sophomore slump. Not a big sophomore slump. I just don't think it's. Gonna be as
I agree.
No,
magical.
I'm taking over because he's.
I'm taking over
as a passer. They're improving their weapons out there.
Mm-hmm.
He had 36 last year. He's got the over under this person's.
A lot of footage 30. To go over
I don't
last
think,
year, though. For
I don't
those
think.
A lot of footage.
I don't think.
Yeah, but it's. I think
the over
under's
will,
not at
think,
36. It's at 30. He had 36 last year. So you can still think less, but it could be over this.
I think teams are going to have a better game plan for him, like running-wise, and they're going to force him to throw, and I think he's going to get better as a passer, and I think his weapons have gotten better too, so I think he's going to be forced to make some plays with make a lot more plays with his arm, so I'm going to go with the over.
Okay.
I think Hollywood's going to have a year or two.
You see he put on
Hollywood.
28 pounds?
Yeah, I think Hollywood Brown's going to be a beast.
He was playing at like 158 pounds.
That's a fat.
Yeah, he's light.
Now he put on 28. They added Devin Duvernay and James Prochet, didn't they? Wow.
Yes, sir.
That could be sneaky good right there. Both those guys.
Yeah, they got some good weapons. They didn't really have many good receivers.
Those are like two like safe guys.
Duvernay's
so like you know what you're gonna get. Like
Duvernay's safe, and yeah, Prochet's got. Got the great hands.
I wouldn't be shocked. Hollywood Brown's definitely the best one of the group, but he does have the minor injuries pop up and hold him out of some plays. I wouldn't be shocked. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I wouldn't be shocked, though, if at the end of the year, like Duvernay or Prochet, more likely Duvernay, was kind of their best receiver. They do have Miles Boykin as well, but yeah, I think that's actually possible. I think because those guys are like...
Well, Willie Snead.
And they do have Willie Snead as well. He's pretty solid.
Mm.
But those
They're
guys...
doing like the check down account was doing Madden sim for this next year, and like I don't think he finished in first in receiving yards, but I remember like halfway through the season Willie Snead was leading the league in receiving yards. So random.
Okay. Well, I think that's going to wrap up this episode. I appreciate everyone for listening in. You can find us on YouTube. Everyone already knows. They already know where they can find us. YouTube, Twitter, search the Goat House. We got you. Full NFL coverage. Can't wait for the season to start. We'll have our full coverage in season. Weekly picks are the best videos, in my opinion, on the channel, so I can't wait. Hopefully you join us for all that. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Earth.